In Sledge vs. City of Pine Bluff, 2022, ARC App 23, the Arkansas Court of Appeals, in affirming a summary judgment order in a negligence case against a city and individuals in their official capacity, ruled that in view of the mayor's affidavit that there was no insurance coverage, a negligence claim failed. This case arose following storm damage and a downed tree, which the city failed to barricade or warn of. Plaintiff's decedent, riding as a passenger, died when the car struck the downed tree at night. Judge Barrett addressed several issues of general interest. Quote, Leotis Sledge, individually and as a special administrator of the estate of Tanisha Leach, appeals the Jefferson County Circuit Court's grant of summary judgment to appellees, the City of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, by and through its mayor, Shirley Washington, in her official capacity as mayor of the City of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Pine Bluff City Council, by and through its ex officio president, Shirley Washington, in her official capacity, Rick Roden, in his official capacity as director of Pine Bluff Street Department, and Kelvin Sargent, in his official capacity as chief of police, City of Pine Bluff. Collectively, Pine Bluff, on his claims of negligence that he asserted were the proximate cause of Leach's death on April 16, 2020. On appeal, Sledge argues, 1, that the circuit court erred in granting summary judgment on the basis of qualified immunity because his complaint sufficiently alleged violation of a clearly established statutory right, and 2, that Arkansas courts have not interpreted Arkansas Code Annotated Section 219301 to grant immunity from suit or damages to municipalities when the plaintiff alleges facts sufficient to establish conduct constituting gross negligence or conscious disregard of the safety of others. We affirm. On April 12, 2020, a large line of severe thunderstorms containing straight-line winds and tornadoes passed through Arkansas, including Jefferson County, where Pine Bluff is located. As a result of these storms, Jefferson County was declared by the governor to be a disaster area. Pine Bluff suffered hundreds of uprooted trees as a result of the extreme winds, and more than 33,000 Entergy customers lost power as a result of the storms. One of the downed trees partially obstructed the road on Hutchinson Street near Smart Street. From April 13 to April 16, there were several documented 911 calls regarding the downed tree, as well as several records indicating that both the police department and the street department were notified of the downed tree. However, no officers remained on the scene of the downed tree, no barriers were erected around the tree, and the street was not closed. On April 14th, a motorist reported that he almost hit the tree and that it could not be seen until you were right up on it. Early on the morning of April 16, 2020, Kelly Shavers hit the downed tree while driving her vehicle. Tanisha Leach, who was a passenger in Shavers' vehicle, was killed. Shavers stated that she knew there was a downed tree on Hutchinson Street, but she did not remember exactly where it was located. It was dark, and even though she slowed her vehicle as she believed she was getting close to the tree, she still hit the tree. The circuit court granted the defendant's motion for summary judgment on the basis that Arkansas Code Annotated Section 219301 grants municipalities immunity from liability and from suit for damages except to the extent that they may be covered by liability insurance. According to Mayor Washington's affidavit, Pine Bluff was not covered by liability insurance against negligent actions at the time of the incident in which Leach was killed. The circuit court never made a ruling on Sledge's qualified immunity argument, thus it is not preserved for appeal. Even if Sledge had preserved this argument for appellate review, he would not prevail. In Fawn v. Kennedy, 2019 ARC App 570, this court held that in determining whether claims against a defendant are made in his or her individual capacity, we approach the issue by examining the course of proceedings and look to the complaint as a whole to determine the nature of the action. In the present case, there was no indication Sledge sued any of the defendants in their individual capacities. Unlike in Fawn, where the complaint was titled against the defendant's individual names rather than their official titles, and the factual allegations in the complaint set forth only incidents of individual conduct, The complaint in this case named Washington, Roden, and Sargent in their official capacities only, and it made no claims of individual conduct, only conduct in the defendant's official capacities. A suit against a public employee in his or her official capacity is merely a suit against the public employer. Qualified immunity is not a defense available to governmental entities, but only to government employers sued in their individual capacity. Johnson v. Outboard Marine Corps, 172 Fed 3rd 531, an Eighth Circuit case. Because Sledge sued the public officials in their official capacities only, qualified immunity is not at issue. End of quote. A second argument that the city engaged in willful and wanton conduct was unavailing as well. In citing Art Code and Section 12.9.301, the opinion stated, a plain reading of Section 21.9.301 provides immunity from torts for municipalities except to the extent that they may be covered by liability insurance. End of quote. The opinion explained, this statute provides city employees with immunity from civil liability for negligent acts but not for intentional acts. Smith v. Burt, 363 Arc 126. Sledge cites Doe v. Baum, 348 Arc 259, to support his claim that our courts have not addressed the issue of whether Section 21.9.301 bars actions against municipalities in instances of gross negligence or reckless indifference. In Baum, a child was raped on a school bus Baum was driving. In holding that Baum's conduct did not rise to the level of gross negligence or reckless indifference, the Supreme Court held that there was no evidence that Baum intentionally acted or failed to act in reckless disregard of the consequences to the victim. Sledge did not allege any intentional acts by the appellees, only gross negligence and reckless indifference. When Sledge cited Baum at the summary judgment motion hearing, the circuit court noted that Baum was a 2002 case. The current version of Section 21.9.301 became effective on April 1, 2011. The legislature had not seen fit to make gross negligence and reckless indifference exception under the statute, and it would not do so either. End of quote. Art Code 21.9.301, Tort Liability Immunity Declared, provides, it is declared to be the public policy of the state of Arkansas that all counties, municipal corporations, school districts, public charter schools, special improvement districts, law enforcement agencies for and certified law enforcement officers employed by a public or private institution of higher education, and all other political subdivisions of the state and any of their boards, commissions, agencies, authorities, or other governing bodies shall be immune from liability and from suit for damages, except to the extent that they may be covered by liability insurance. No tort action shall lie against any such political subdivision because of the acts of its agents and employees. End of quote. End of decision.